With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Congress is facing another Friday midnight deadline to agree on federal funding. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The government is funded through September, except for one agency, the Department of Homeland Security. Lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill this week to figure out how to fund DHS, which has more than a quarter million employees. Democrats are demanding changes to how ICE enforces the nation's immigration laws. ICE already has funding thanks to a separate bill passed last year, but if there's no agreement this week, funding would dry up for FEMA, TSA, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican lawmakers in North Carolina are calling on leaders to get tough about crime fighting following recent light rail stabbings.
The August fatal stabbing of Ukrainian refugee Irina Zarutska and a December non-fatal stabbing on the same rail system fueling GOP critiques. Republican Representative Brendan Jones cited failures in criminal justice functions for Zarutska's death. Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles and others have highlighted additional safety measures for the light rail, but Democrats on the committee accuse the panel of engaging in cynical partisan theater. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities investigating the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie more than a week ago released the first surveillance images Tuesday, showing a masked person on her porch the night she went missing. Authorities searching for the mother of today's show host, Savannah Guthrie, have not identified any suspects or persons of interest. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 52 points, the Nasdaq dropped 136, the S&P lower by 23. This is SRN News. Support for Israel runs deep in the Christian community, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 84% of respondents believe it is important for believers to pray regularly for the Jewish state. 73% think Christians should be urging the federal government to support Israel, and more than two-thirds feel it is incumbent upon them to personally donate money to Israel. Amongst the general U.S. population, support for the Jewish state is down a bit. Michael Harrington reporting.
Efforts to withdraw taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood are making headway. Last year, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of South Carolina's attempt to bar its Medicaid program from reimbursing Planned Parenthood. That decision made it clear that any state may deny state funding for care provided by organizations that perform abortions. This is SRN News. The late legendary Indiana Hoosiers basketball coach Bobby Knight will be honored by the university whose team he led to titles. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
Indiana has announced plans for a bronze statue of former coach Bob Knight. The school says the statue will be in the lobby of Assembly Hall, where Knight led the Hoosiers to three national championships. School officials say Knight's statue will be placed next to another one honoring the 1976 title team, the last undefeated national champion in Division I men's basketball. It will be funded by a longtime basketball donor who wants to remain anonymous. I'm Mike Hempen.
Maine's Republican Senator Susan Collins has announced her reelection bid, entering a closely watched race the Democrats have targeted in their effort to retake the Senate. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.